Welcome to the Chavura is Learning Hilchos Shabbos. We're going to focus on, this is what I was asked to talk about, is focus on the Malachas, both Halacha L'maisa and the Lamdisha parts of the Malacha, because both are essential. You can't have one really without the other. In general, that's true, but here in Hilchos Shabbos it's also very true that you won't understand the Halacha L'maisa unless you understand how to apply the Malachas and understand what it's all about, and understanding what it's all about without the Halacha L'maisa is Zerei Aveinu Kotzer. I gave out Mar Makomos that are essential, you know, for the basic ideas in the Malacha, but if a person is learning it, I don't know who's planning on learning it for a Seder, it's just a recommendation, it's not, you don't have to follow it, is to pick something and learn it all a Seder, because this is good, it's a little bit choppy, so, you know, because it's a little here, a little there, so I recommend that you pick something and learn that our Seder, and if you do that, we could talk about which Svarim you might need to do that. You know, if you pick a Perek Masechta Shabbos, like Kol Godo or something like that, we could talk about what Svarim might be good. But in general, the Svarim that we're going to be talking about is the Goytal, the very basic Sefer, the Shvisa Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is also very basic, and there are other more modern Svarim, which you probably know better than I do, but those, they're very good Svarim in Hilchos Shabbos. My plan is to move fast, so, because we are meeting twice a week. Right now the plan is to meet twice a week, Monday, Wednesday from 12 to 1. So we're going to move a little bit fast. My plan is to cover, starting with Zareya, we're going to go in order of the Malachas as they're listed in the Mishnah and Perek HaGadol. So I plan to cover, at least in the first semester, until, let's say, final time, from Zareya through at least Borer, hopefully to Tochen. So we're going to try and cover a lot in the time that we have. I'm asking you to pass around the sheet. It's easier for me to communicate through email, just because signs, sometimes people miss signs, so email is a good way to communicate. One hara is, if at any time you think we could do something a little bit differently, and we should be or it might be more productive to do something a little bit differently, please let me know, and we can talk about it and try and make it the most productive use of everyone's time. First malacha in the Mishnah in Kol Godol is Zoreya. The first set of malachas are called Sidur Depas, the order of the making of the bread, from Zoreya through Afia. And all of the malachas of Shabbos, the Gemara stresses in Masechta Shabbos a few times, we'll discuss a little bit more later, are learned out from the Mishkan. So the Achronim, the Rishonim really, discuss where was the Sidur Depas found in the Mishkan, because that's the paradigm which we'll be working off of. So the Eglei Tal has in his Psicha, this is not on the Mar Makomos, I apologize, but the Eglei Tal has in his Psicha, the first few osios, he quotes a machlokas harishonim about this point. Shitas Rashi is in a few places that Sidur Depas was found in the Asiyas HaSamamonim, making of the dyes. In order to make the Mishkan, they had to dye certain parts of the Mishkan different colors. So in order to make those dyes, they had to first grow a plant, which was going to make that color, and then cultivate that plant into a dye. So that was all the malachos that were of Sidur Depas were used in the Asiyas HaSamamonim. The Goytal quotes the sheet of Rav Haigon, who disagrees. Rav Haigon is quoted by Rav Ram ben Arambam in a certain place. The Goytal points out where it is, who said that it's not learned out from the Asiyas HaSamamonim, who was found in Menachos. In order to make a Mincha Solas with wheat and grain, you have to, in order to have flour, you have to grow wheat and cultivate the wheat and to make it make the wheat into flour. Or the Asiyas Lechem HaPanim, he says, was also a person had to make the whole Sidur Depas. You have to grow the wheat, work the wheat, and then finally bake the wheat. So it's all learned out from the Asiyas HaMenachos. So the Goytal says he thinks that Rashi understood that when we said that the Mishkan is the paradigm for learning out Melech HaShabbos, that's not talking about Asiyas HaKarbonos. It's not talking about the activities that took place in the Mishkan. It's just talking about the building of the Mishkan itself, not the activities of the Mishkan. And Rav Haigon disagrees fundamentally, and he feels that the Mishkan is not only the paradigm in terms of Asiyas HaMishkan, we can even learn out from the activities that took place in the Mishkan, from the Asiyas HaKarbonos. The Eglei Tal's interesting quotes from his son, the Shem Yishmuel, who had a raya to Shitas Rashi. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I think on the Ayin Hey, that Shochet Mishumai Mechayim, one of the Lama Tes Melachos Shabbos, is Shochet. So the Gemara asks, where was Shochet found in the Mishkan? So the Shem Yishmuel said, what do you mean, where was Shochet found in the Mishkan? If we're learning out from our Karbonos as well, every single carbon was the first of all the Shchita. So of course it has to be shechted. So what is the Gemara asking from? We need to sit and think about where was Shochet found in the Mishkan. So he says, obviously the Gemara is understanding that we're not learning out from the Asiyas HaKarbonos, we're only learning out from the Asiyas HaMishkan itself. That's the Raya of the Shem Yishmol to Rashi. But anyway, that's the basic machlokas. Where was Sidur Adpas found in the Mishkan? But the first malacha is of Sidur Adpas is Zoreya. Listen, in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Ayin Gimel Mebeis. There, on that Mishnah, the Rashash begins a discussion, the Rashash in the back of the Gemara, of what exactly is the definition of Zoreya. What is included in Zoreya? So he claims that Zoreya does not just mean Knisa La'ofer, you put a seed in the ground. The full Mechayev of Zoreya is only when that seed takes root. How could that be the full Mechayev of Zoreya? I don't do that B'yadayim. How could I be Chayev for something that just happens by itself? I put the seed in the ground and then it grows roots. That all happens by itself. How could I be Chayev for that? So Chazanish points out a very important rule. He's Medayik in Tosas and Shabbos and Daf Yedzayin Mebeis that many malachas, the derech is that it finishes by itself. A person initiates the malacha, that's the tzuras ha-malacha. A person initiates the malacha with a maisa, and the malacha finishes it off by itself. Tosas, he's medayik and Tosas that if a person sets a trap, one of the lamed test malachas is tzeda, catching an animal. So a person sets a trap, and the animal doesn't run in right away. The animal runs in a few hours later. So Tosas implies that he would still be chayiv for the malacha of tzeda, even though he didn't do it biyadayim, he didn't run after the animal and stup it in the trap. He's still chayiv mishum tzeda, because that's the derech ha-malacha. The derech ha-malacha is the person initiates and then it completes itself. So the Chazanish claims many malachas are like that, and one of them could be zoreya as well. A person initiates the malacha through knisa la'ofer, putting it in the dirt, and the malacha completes itself by growing roots. But because of this chiddush, the Rashash says if a person plants something in the ground and then he decides he changes his mind, he's very angry and he wants to be mechal Shabbos, so he plants something in the ground and then he changes his mind and says no, he's not so angry anymore, so he pulls the seed out of the ground before it has a chance to take root. So he says you're putter in that case, because the mechayv of the malacha is not just the knisa l'afar, it's the hashrasha as well, it's the taking root. So if you take it out before it has a chance to take root, you would be putter. Here's a raya to that from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Dalad. The Gemara is talking about the malacha of Afia. The Gemara says, Haroda pas betanur. Person puts dough into an oven to bake it. And then he changes his mind. Doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos anymore. So he decides to take the bread out before it gets a chance to bake. So the Gemara says, in Shabbos, you're putter. And it's complicated with context, but that's basically what comes out of the Gemara. That if a person sticks dough into an oven and takes it out before it gets a chance to bake, he would be putter. Baking is another one of those malachas that a person starts, like the Chazanish said, that's the derech malacha. A person starts the malacha and it finishes off by itself. So, because it bakes in the oven by itself. So the Rashash says, the same way over there, the Gemara says that a malacha that finishes off by itself, if you stop it, you interfere with the finishing off of the malacha and you stop it before it gets a chance to bake, so the same thing should be your pater. So too by Zoreya, if a person plants it in the ground and before it has a chance to be nishrash, before it has a chance to grow roots, he takes it out, he would in fact be pater. But he asks if the hashrasha is really part of the etzim achayiv of the malacha. That's chiddush number one from the Rashash. If you take it out before it has a chance to be nishrash, you're pater. Chiddush number two of the Rashash is that he asks a fundamental question on his shita. How could the rooting itself be part of the etzim achayiv of Zeria, not just the planting it in the ground, but the fact that it takes root? It doesn't take root on Shabbos. It takes a few days for a plant for a seed to grow roots. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah implies it takes a few days, 3 days. So how could it be that the malacha of Zoreya entails something which by definition cannot happen on Shabbos? It's going to have to happen Tuesday. It's going to grow roots. So how can I be chayiv now for something that's not going to finish till Tuesday? So the Rosh Hashanah says no. Even though you put it in the ground and it's not going to grow roots till Tuesday, I'm still chayiv now on Shabbos. If it ends up growing roots. If you take it out, you take it out. But if it ends up growing roots, you're chayiv now on Shabbos for something that happened on Tuesday. For a malacha that finishes off by itself. So he says it's not just true by Zoreya. It's true by Afia as well. If a person puts a loaf, a dough, into an oven, samach l'motzei Shabbos, 2 minutes before Shkia, he puts dough into an oven. And it doesn't bake on Shabbos, it only bakes Motzei Shabbos. He's still chayiv for Ofa, says the Rashash, because he initiated the malacha on Shabbos, even though it finished off by itself, b'mos hachol, he can still be chayiv for that. How does he know? Zoreya. Every Zoreya is like that. You put it in on Shabbos and it doesn't grow roots till after Shabbos. Degoytal quotes the same chiddush in the name of his Talmud. It's interesting. He argues with his Talmud. The Chelkas Yoyev, in his Tshuva, says the same chiddush, that if a person puts dough into an oven Samach l'matzei Shabbos, even though it doesn't bake till after Shabbos, he's chayav. And he quotes a raya to that from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says in Masechet Shabbos, commenting on the opinion of Beis Hillel, there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Perek B'Mem Alikin about Shvisas Kelim. Obviously, a person himself is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. But what if my Kelim do malacha on Shabbos? I set up a system, let's say I have a mill that's going to grind wheat. So I put a lot of wheat into the mill before Shabbos, and I don't know, it runs based on the water or something, of the river. So it's going to keep going on to Shabbos. So the opinion of Beis Shammai is that that's not allowed. You're not allowed to set it up on Friday for that to continue on to Shabbos. Because not only am I not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, my kelim have to rest on Shabbos too. Shvisas kelim. So there, my mill is now running on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to have a malacha that's doing malacha of tochen, of grinding. You're not allowed to have a malacha being done on Shabbos by my kelim. And Beis Hillel disagree. The opinion of Beis Hillel is there's no halacha of Shvisas kelim. Only Shvisas people, not Shvisas kelim. So Beis Hillel says you can, theoretically. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do it for other reasons, but theoretically you could set up a mill to grind wheat on Shabbos. Because my kelim don't have to rest on Shabbos. How does Beis Hillel know that? What's the makor for their shita? So the Yushalmi says, Yalfun meleches heter mi meleches iser. They derive this heter from a parallel case which is aser. What's the parallel case? The parallel case would be if a person sets up such a mill on Shabbos. Let's say, Samach l'matzei Shabbos, 2 minutes before Shkia, I set up a mill to grind wheat. And starts grinding wheat on Shabbos and continues till Sunday. Grinding wheat. So that's aser. You set it up on Shabbos. Even though it continues till Sunday, it's still aser. So we still say, if that's aser, to set it up even though it continues till Sunday, it's aser because it started on Shabbos. So too, if it starts on Friday, when it's chol, it's permitted even though it continues to grind on Shabbos. Yal from Melech's Heter, they learn a Heter from the parallel case, which is aser. If you start on Shabbos, it's aser. If you start on Friday, it should be mutter. So the Chalkas Yoav says, you see from the Gemara, you see from the Yushalmi, that if a person starts a malacha right before the end of Shabbos, even though it continues on Sunday, he's still chayiv. Doesn't make a difference that it continued on Sunday. He's chayiv because he started it on Shabbos. That's his raya from Yushalmi. And that's the sheet of the Rashash and the Chalkos Yoav, that Zriya involves both inserting it into the ground and the roots growing, and that has the two ramifications which we mentioned. Number one, if you pull it out, that you're putter. And number two, that if you do it, if you insert bread, Samach Matzei Shabbos, and it doesn't break till Yemos HaChol, you would be Chayiv.
Is that pulling it out on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. After Shabbos too, if you pull it out after Shabbos. It has to have a Hashrasha. If there's no Hashrasha, you can't be Chayiv. Even though you pulled it out after Shabbos. Very... both disagree with this basic premise of the Rashash and the Chalkos Yoav, and they understand that Zriya does not involve Hashrasha at all. And their raya is that it happens on Tuesday. If the Hashrasha, the rooting, only happens till later after Shabbos, how can it be that I'm chayav for that on Shabbos? It happens Yemos HaChol. So they say Zriya is only the Knisa Lafer, putting the seed in the ground, I'm chayav, in a place where it could grow. If I put the seed in the ground, a place where it could grow, I'm chayiv even though it never took root. So if I decide to pull it out after I planted it, I would be chayiv, still chayiv. Because I planted, that's planting. Planting means just putting it into the ground. But the problem is that the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos by Afia, which we mentioned before, Afia is similar to Zriya. It's a malacha. Why should, again, Afia is a malacha which happens by itself, the Gemara says. You put it into the, not happens by itself, finishes by itself. I put it into the oven, and the dough bakes by itself in the oven. And there the Gemara says, if I take it out before it gets a chance to bake, I'm putter. Why should the definition of Zoreya and the definition of Afia not be dissimilar? By Afia, it's the whole process. It's putting into the oven and the baking of the bread. And therefore, if I take it out before it bakes, I'm putter. Why should Zoreya be any different? Why, how do they know that Zoreya is different than Afia? Both the malachos that I initiate, and then they continue on their own. How do they know that Zriya is just limited to Knisa Leofar versus Afia, which is not just putting it into the oven? Afia is also the baking. How do they know to distinguish between Zoreya and Afia? Presumably they're the same. So the Menachas Chinuch says, no, Zoreya is just, the language implies just putting it in the ground. And Afia, the language implies the whole baking process. But the Ritzi Pesach Frank in his Shuvah says, I don't know where he got that from. What do you mean the language implies? Language is the same. Hazoreya, ha'opa, both are the same. Why should one imply something else? So Ritzi Pesach Frank in his Shuvah points out that this machlokas between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch, how to define Zoreya, is it just putting it in the ground, or is it putting it in the ground and taking root, is a machlokas of early Achronim, between Halachas Ketanus and his contemporary, I think, Maram Ben Habib. The Machlokas early Achronim. The Halachas Ketanis takes the position of the Minchas Chinuch, that it's just putting it into the ground. That's Zoreya. So he asks on himself, why should that be different than Afia? Afia is not just putting it into the oven. It's the whole baking. The Gemara says, if I take it out before it bakes, I'm potter. So that's the whole Machayiv is Malachas, both, the putting it in and the baking. Why is Zoreya different? So he says it is so, because Zoreya, when I put it into the ground, there's nothing I can do to make it root faster. I'm done. I put it in the ground, and I have to wait. You have to be patient for it to take root. There's nothing I can do to make it root faster. Whereas, by Afia, you can water it, but that's assuming it's in a place which is, right, maybe this is before Miracle-Gro, but right, we can talk about it. But there's nothing I can do to make the root, I can't pull the roots out, you can't make it root faster, you could aid in the, but okay, we can talk about it, I thought about that too, we can talk about it. But the, that's what the Lachas kind of says, but by Afia, I can make it cook faster, I just raise the heat. Or you use the pot on the flame, you stir the pot. And it will make the cooking process go faster. So my hisaskus, once I put it into the oven, my hisaskus, my relationship with the item has not finished yet. I still have a relationship with it. So melacha continues. The melacha keeps being defined by what I could still have a hisaskus with. But by zoreya, where I can't make the roots grow faster, so that rooting process obviously can't be part of the melacha, because I have no relationship with that. I have no hisaskus after I put it into the ground. So that's the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, again, the Zoreya is just putting it into the ground as opposed to Afia, which is the whole process. The Minchas Chinuch asks on himself that this seems to be against the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the Isser Zoreyas Kelayim. You're not allowed to plant Kelayim. So the Gemara in Pesachim implies that that's only after the Isser is only violated after it takes root. If I just put it into the ground and it hasn't rooted yet, I have not violated the Isser of Zoreyas Kelayim. So Rashi explains there, why not? Because before it takes root, Rashi says, it's kemunach bekada damya. It's as if it's sitting in a cup. It's nothing. It's not in the ground. It's as if it has no relationship with the ground yet. So that's why you're potter until it takes root. So why should Kalayim be different than Shabbos? One could distinguish. Who said Kalayim is the same as Shabbos? But the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch is that Zoreya, planting by Kalayim, should have the same definition as Zoreya by Shabbos. And if by Kalayim it's only after it takes root, by Shabbos should also be only after it takes root. So the Minchas Chinuch distinguishes, assuming that that equation is correct. He assumes that that equation is correct. But he distinguishes within Kalayim between the Isser Zoreyas Kalayim. He says that's Zoreya, that's the same as Shabbos. Once I put it in the ground, I'm Chayiv. What is the Gemara talking about when he says it's only Lachar Hashrasha? That's talking about the Isser Hanoa Mikolayim, to benefit from an object of Kolayim. An object of Kolayim is only after it takes root. Before it takes root, it's not an object of Kolayim. So that's only after it takes root. But the Isser Zoreya, that I violate the minute I put it into the ground, even if it has not yet taken root, which would parallel the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch Lagabi Zoreya on Shabbos. And he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, who says this distinction basically, that the Isser Hanoa from Kelayim, that's only Lachar Hashrasha. That's only after it takes root, because then it becomes an object of Kelayim. But the Isser Zoreya is violated Miyad once you put it into the ground. The Tosfos Chaim, Rav Menachem Zemba, quotes like this from a Ravan. He digs up a Ravan who says the same distinction between the Isser Hanoa Mikolayim, that's only after Hashrasha, versus the Isser Zoreya's Kelayim, that's even before Hashrasha.
What exactly, how is a person over the Isser Hanav Kilayim?
If you benefit, Kilayim is also about no, you don't have to benefit from it anyway. I want to feed it to my animal.
But the, just having it growing in your garden, that makes you over the Isser?
No, but now, oh yeah, once you have it, once you put it into your garden, you plant Kilayim together, you violated the Isser Zoreyas Kilayim.
But how does one get Hanav?
But then let's say the plant grows. Now I have a plant of Kilayim. You don't have to benefit from it. I can't eat it.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Come back on the Hachos Katanos.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm not understanding is he's worried about the potential hisaskus that you might come to
you could in? Have. You still have a relationship with it because you could be misasik with it.
But isn't the normal way when you cook something, you put it in the oven, you leave it? He's saying the potential.
It's not true.
The fact that you could
people look at it. They say it's not cooking fast enough. It raises the temperature.
That
barbecue, you flip it over.
Enough that we could assume that's considered hisaskus still?
No, but since you could make it cook fast, the potential means that you still have a relationship with it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody checks their seeds other than little kids who plant seeds. Nobody checks if they're growing because you can't do anything with that anyway. You wait for it to grow. Grows, doesn't. baking, people are always checking to make sure it's cooking fast enough, properly, not too fast. You still have a relationship with it. So the Minchas Chinuch distinguishes between the Isser Zriyas Karaim versus Isser Hanoah Mikaraim. Hanoah is only Lacha Hashrasha versus Zriya, which is right away, like the Isser Zriya on Shabbos. The Fika Yam discusses, he extends this Isser, he assumes that the equation extends further even to Zriya ben Achal Eson. If you have an Ego Arufa, you have to do the Arifa Saego and an Achal Eson. So the Pasuk says in Dvarim that a person is not allowed to work the Achal Eson. Lo yavod bo v'lo yizareya. You're not supposed to work it, you're not supposed to plant there. So Fike Yam says, what about the Isser Zriya ben Achal Eson? Is that to be the same thing? You're not allowed to just put a seed down, or there, maybe you need Hashrasha. So he says, no, it should be the same as Minchas Chinuch said. Zriya by Shabbos is just putting it in the ground. Kalayim is the same, just putting it in the ground. You're over this is Zriya's Kalayim. He says, Zriya ben Achal Eson should be the same. But he has a raya from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, lo yavod bo, you should not work it. V'lo yizareya, you should not plant. So it doesn't say v'lo yizareya bo. It doesn't say you should not plant in it. It just says you shouldn't plant. So he says it sounds like planting has nothing to do with relationship with the ground. It doesn't have to get into the ground. It's not yizareya bo. It has to have roots. Even if it doesn't have roots, lo yavod bo, you shouldn't work the land. There you have you're involved in the land. You're deep into the land. Lo yizareya, that's on the surface. You just plant the seed, even though it never took root. You're over the Isser Zriya. So perhaps that's a riot to the Minchas Chinuch. If that's true by Nachal Eitzon, perhaps that should be true in Hilchos Shabbos as well. Michalkos Yoav thinks, he was aware of both possibilities, so he suggests that perhaps this machok between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash, how to define Zriya, just putting it into the ground, or is that when it takes root as well, perhaps it's dependent on it's a charifus. Perhaps it's dependent on a shayla that the Gemara has in a few places. The Gemara has in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis a shayla if a person plants something but it hasn't yet taken root, plants something in the ground but hasn't yet taken root, and then he decides to sell it. Is there ona or no ona on such an item? Then is ain't ona bekarkos. There's no ona on karka. If I sell metalto and I sell you this MP3 player, there's ona. If I sell you a karka, there's no ona on a karkos. So what about if I sell you these seeds, which have not yet taken root? So is that, the Gemara says, is that like it's kemunach b'kada damya? Or is it not? It already has a relationship with the ground, so that would be the same halacha as ain ona b'karkos. But the Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Tes is a shayla. But what if a person plants seeds, and then before it has a chance to take root, they bring the Minchas HaOmer. So the Minchas HaOmer, is matter all the new produce. What about seeds that haven't yet taken root? Is it matter those seeds that haven't yet taken root? Is that kemunach b'kada, the Gemara says? Or is that as if it's part of the ground? And the Minchas HaOmer is matter that as well. So the Chalkos Yoav says he thinks that should be dependent on our shayla. If Zriya is defined by just putting it in the ground, it already has a relationship with the ground, so then it shouldn't be eino no b'karkos, and Minchas HaOmer should be matter it. If the Minchas HaOmer is not matter the seeds that are in the ground that haven't yet taken root, or if there is ona on these seeds, then perhaps it's not part of the ground yet, and a person would not be chayav for Zoreya. He links the two into charifas. One could definitely distinguish between the cases, but that's what the Chalkos Yoav suggests. Well, Gabi, the Chiddush of the Rashash, that if a person puts bread, Chalkos Yoav as well, that if a person puts dough into an oven, some Chomotzei Shabbos, it doesn't bake till after Shabbos, so they said you're chayev, even though the baking process is part of the melacha for sure, as the Gemara says, if you take it out before it's done baking, you put there, they say if it bakes on Motzei Chol, you're still chayev. So Goytal disagrees, and Goytal and Minchas Chinuch both say, you have no paradigm from Zriya, which you plant on Shabbos and grows Motzei Chol, because Zriya, the melacha, is just putting it in the ground. So then Afia also, he said, even though Afia, the hemshech of the Afia is part of the melacha, who said that if you put dough in Samach HaMotzei Shabbos, you would be chayiv? Perhaps since it bakes be mosachol, I should be pater. I, the Chalkos Yoav, had arrived from Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that Beis Hillel Yalfin Melachas Hetem Melachas Isser. Yushalmi says a person who starts a melacha before Shabbos and continues on to Shabbos is pater. So too, if a person starts a melacha on Shabbos, even though it continues on to Sunday, is chayiv. Don't you see from there that even if you start a melacha Samach HaMotzei Shabbos and it continues to Sunday, you're chayiv? So the Eglei Tal and others, the Orsameach says the same thing, distinguish, and they say, no, the Yushalmi meant to say if a person does tochein, I set up, let's say, a mill to grind wheat. So it starts grinding wheat on Shabbos. The whole melacha happened on Shabbos. I had a whole tchina schita. It was grinding already on Shabbos. So what? It continues till Sunday. Of course I'm chayev. Just because it continued to Sunday is not going to help the fact that it started on Shabbos. Whereas this case, the melacha never happened on Shabbos. The melacha itself hasn't happened on Shabbos. You understand the distinction? Tochein, say I set up a mill to grind wheat. So the tchina happens on Shabbos. It just continues till Sunday. It keeps grinding and grinding wheat. Pouring a whole sack of kernels. So it's going to grind now. It's going to keep grinding and grinding and grinding. So the fact that it grinds on Sunday doesn't help me for the fact that it ground on Shabbos. But if I put a loaf, put a isa into the oven, some of the Shabbos, it doesn't bake on Shabbos at all. It's only going to bake Saturday night. So how can I be chayav for that? It didn't bake on Shabbos. So they say you're pater. If you put the dough into an oven, some of the Shabbos, you would be pater. The Shvisas HaShabbos has a raya to the Shita from the Mishnah and Shabbos. Yeah.
That's true. How are we learning from Mos Shabbos
to Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, same thing. I start a melacha which continues on to Shabbos, but it already happened on Friday. It's just going to continue on to Shabbos and continue happening.
It actually happened on Shabbos.
It just continues till Sunday. You understand the parallel?
I think you could say you still say a Shabbos and Sarner, or you still say a Shabbos and Sarner, or Shabbos.
But that's not the case of the Skah. They were discussing a case where the Malacha started on Friday and just keeps happening.
It's not really parallel. The reason you're Shabbos on Shabbos is because something happened.
On Shabbos, not Shabbos, right. It's not really parallel. The parallelism is lost then a little bit.
Right.
The Shvisa Shabbos brings a raya to their shita from the Mishnah and Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Beis, one of the melachos is Hatzah. You take from one rishus and you bring to another rishus. See, and it's not only that I take it, if I throw it, Hazorek mi rishus or rishus is chayev. So the Mishnah says, what if I zorek bezadon? And then he forgets about the fact that it's Shabbos and then he's showing shogeg. So the Mishnah says, if tchigatza bezadon, besofa bezshogeg, or if tchigatza bezshogeg, besofa bezadon. It only lands in the other rishus. When I'm amazed, I'm putter. Because you need tchigatza besofa bezadon or bezshogeg. They both have to be the same. Either tchigatza besofa bezshogeg or tchigatza besofa bezadon. Says the Shvisa Shabbos, if tchigatza bezadon besofa bezshogeg is putter. Again, the guy started out wanting to do melacha of Shabbos, and in the middle he forgot his Shabbos, and now he's only shogeg. He's putter. How much more so a guy who starts a melacha on Shabbos? Tchigas b'chiyuv, v'sofo b'ptur. Yimos hachol. So Shvisa Shabbos says, how can you be chayv in such a case? Tchigas b'chiyuv, v'sofo b'ptur. Of course he's pater. The end of, that's no worse than shogeg. If shogeg is pater, so sofo b'ptur, of course should be pater. So therefore he says, if a person puts bread in an oven, some chumatzei Shabbos, he would be pater. What about for the Rashash, who says, in such a case you're chayv? So the Shvisa Shabbos wrote this as a letter to Ritzi Pesach Frank. So in the Shvisa Shabbos, he has a letter back from Ritzi Pesach Frank, where he answers for the Rashash, based on a Mukhe Yosef. Mukhe Yosef says in Baba Kama, he's discussing the Machlok Simei Biyochanan Reish Lakish about Eishem Mishim Chitzav or Eishem Mishim Mimono. The halacha is that if a person lights a fire, and that fire goes and burns down someone else's house. So Yechayev, if I light the fire and it goes and burns down someone else's house, I'm Chayev to pay for the house. So the Gemara has a shaila, why am I chayav to pay for the house? Is that like I had an animal that went and tore down his house? Is that mamon hamazik? It's my property, which was mazik his property, therefore I have to pay? Or is it because it's as if I burned it down myself? An animal goes and burns it down, that's a different thing. A fire is like I shot an arrow, the Gemara says, at the house and destroyed it. It's adam hamazik, not mamon hamazik. That's the machlok is in the Gemara. Whether esho, your fire, is mishum mamono, it's like your shor, or esho mishum chitzav. It's like I shot an arrow, it's an Adam HaMazik. So Mukhe Yosef says, within the opinion, which is how we pass, that is very famous, that Eishem Mishum Chitzov, that my fire is like an arrow. The fire is a continuation of me. So he says, how are you, he assumes, assumption number one of Mukhe Yosef is, that Eishem Mishum Chitzov is not local to Baba Kama. It applies in Shabbos as well. So yes, how am I ever allowed to light Shabbos candles? Erev Shabbos. The candle is going to continue to burn on Shabbos. And the fire is like my continual maisa. It's like I keep lighting the candle. So if I light a candle Friday, it's as if I'm lighting a candle, and it continues to burn on Shabbos, it's as if I'm lighting a candle now on Shabbos, because Eish HaMishum Chitzav, the Eish is like, it's a continuation. I set up a system by which the fire is going to continue burning, and that's like me doing it. So it's like I continually lit the candle even onto Shabbos as well. So Ramuka Yosef gives a very cryptic answer. He says, no, everything is basar me karaz linan. Everything is contained within my original action. My original action was lighting the candle. That's when everything is viewed as happening. The additional lightings are viewed as happening within that original time frame of my lighting of the candle. Everything's included in that maisa. Okay? So Tzvi Pesach Frank says the following. He says, if I put bread into an oven, Samach L'Motzei Shabbos, if I assume like the Nemuka, it's true, I set up a system by which the Malacha is going to keep happening. So if the Nemuka Yosef is right, then when I set up a system by which the Malacha is going to keep happening, that's viewed as if it's all included in my original maisa. So the whole baking process didn't happen on Saturday night. The whole baking process happened when? On Shabbos, when I put it into the oven. The same way the Nemuka Yosef says, when I light the candle, the rest of the burning is included in my original maisa. So too, the putting the bread, the dough into the oven, the rest of the baking process is included in my original maisa. And that happened not on Saturday night, that happened on Shabbos.
So therefore a malacha which has different steps, and all of the steps were finished before Shabbos ends, you would say...
If it's happening by itself, yeah. Not that I wrote one letter, I'm going to write another letter, but it happens. I set up a system by which a malacha is going to happen by itself. Everything would be viewed as happening at my original time of doing the maisa. So Schechter suggests in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi that perhaps then this machlokas achronim is really a machlokas harishonim. The Ksos HaChoshen, Schechter quotes this, the Ksos HaChoshen quotes some rishonim, it tells us in Baba Kama that seems to disagree with this in Mugi Yosef. That everything is not contained within my original maisa. So he says perhaps they hold like the Minchas Chinuch and the Goytal hold like that shita in Rishonim, like Tosas and Baba Kama, who disagree with the Mukhe Yosef, that everything's not viewed as happening right now. So therefore, if everything's not viewed as happening right now, when it completes the baking on Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to be Pater, because if it finished the baking, be Mos HaChol. With Tzvi Pesach Frank, though, hedges himself. He doesn't think that that's really the pshat in the Mukhe Yosef. The Mukhe Yosef is a little bit cryptic. So he says he doesn't really think that's the pshat in the Mukhe Yosef at all. Rav Schechter says also, he quotes in the name of the Rav, who said a different terrace to the Kasha of the Nemuka Yosef, which is the same that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, is that that's what the Nemuka Yosef meant, is what the Rav said, to answer the Kasha of the Nemuka Yosef. And what they say is, what the Nemuka Yosef meant, that everything is viewed as happening at the time of the original Maisa, is because of a very important rule. In Shabbos, in order to become Chayav, Rav Schechter has a Rashi like this in Sanhedrin, you can look there in Eretz HaTzvi, has a Rashi in Sanhedrin, which he thinks says, that in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to have a maisa malacha. If I'm b'shev al tasa and a malacha happens by itself, you can't become chayiv on Shabbos. The pasuk says, osasa kol malacha. You have to do the malacha. If you haven't done anything, b'poel, you can't be chayiv in hocha Shabbos. You have to do a malacha. So what the Nemuka Yosef means when he says everything's included in my original maisa is not that the rest of the burning or the finish of the baking happen now. It means in order to become chayiv, I need a maisa. So what is the critical time frame that we're looking at? It's not the rest of the lighting of the candle. It doesn't mean I can keep lighting a candle. The critical time is now, is the shas, asiyas ha-maisa. Either I'm chayiv now or I'm pater now, when I did the maisa. So the maisa happens, says the Mukhe Yosef, on Friday. So basar me kara azlin, and we go based on the time of the maisa. Why? Not because everything is viewed as happening now, because that's the only time I can become chayiv, is when I did the maisa. And the maisa happened on Friday. But when it comes to the baking, that won't have any relevance. Tzvi Pesach Frank doesn't have this Rashi in Sanhedrin. He quotes later Achron. He quotes a tshuva from the Pnei Yoshua and a Beis Meir who are discussing a different concept. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Amiru and Achri is also Midr Abanan, included in the Pasuk of Daber Dover and Divrei Kabbalah. But it's also Midr Abanan to ask a Nachri to do a malacha for me on Shabbos. Maybe Gzeira, maybe I'll come to do it myself. If I'm going to ask a Nachri, we're going to allow someone to ask a Nachri to do a malacha. Maybe if I see the Nachri doing a malacha, maybe I'll come to do the malacha myself. So it's also Midr Rabbanan. So the Achronim ask, why should it be only also Midr Rabbanan? The Gemara says in Bar Metzia and Ayin Aleph from Beis that Ein Shlichus La'akum. By asking Akum to do something for me, which requires a Shliach, Ein shlichus la'akum. We don't say the principle of shluchos shaladam kamoso by a non-Jewish person. Because the whole concept of shlichus is learned out for everyone who learned Kedushin a few years ago. The concept of shlichus is learned out from the pasuk by Truma. Atem gam atem. So the pasuk says, atem gam atem. The Gemara darshins that ma atem b'nei bris. Av shluchachem b'nei bris. Only a shliach who's Jewish can be considered shlucho shel adam kemosa. But even though ein shlichos l'kula, the Rishonim say yesh shlichos l'chumra, yesh shlichos l'akum l'chumra. L'chumra we would say yesh shlichos l'akum. Even though l'kula we don't, l'chumra we would say yesh shlichos l'akum l'chumra. So the Achronim ask Akasha why the stipler has a whole piece about this in Avodah Zarah. He asks, why is Amir Lanachri only Aser Midrabanan? It should be Aser Midaraisa because Yesh Shlichos La'akum L'chumra. I ask Anachri to light, turn on the light for me. So why should it only be Aser Midrabanan? It should be Aser Midaraisa because he's a Shluchos Shel Adam Kemoso. And even though Ain Shliach Udvar Abeira, the Gemara Bar Metzia says, if the person I'm asking to do the Melacha as he I'm asking to do the Iser is not Mechuyev in that Iser, Yesh Shlichos Udvar Abeira. So since the non-Jewish person is not obligated in Shabbos, so we should say yesh lichos l'dvar avera. So why is an amir l'nachri also not because of gzera, maybe that the Jew will do it, but because of yesh lichos l'akum l'chumra?
Okay, just one more time. It should be chayv d'oraita because there's no shlichos l'akum.
Even though ein shlichos l'akum, that's l'kula. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
L'chumra, we would say yesh lichos l'akum.
Why would we say?
It's a different discussion. We can get into it. Okay. That's in a given. Okay? Yesh lichos l'akum l'chumra. So why is an amir l'nachri also because of yesh lichos l'akum l'chumra? Even though ein shlichos dvar avera, here the akum is not mitzuvah in shvisa shamas. So the stipler points out Rashi in fact says that in a few places. Rashi says amir l'akum is aser not because, not only because I might come to ask him to do it, but because yesh lichos l'akum l'chumra. Why? Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that implies, this, we're not getting into it now, we can talk about it later, but amir l'akum is also b'kol Torah kula. It's not just in Shabbos. The Gemara Bava Metzia, I think on the Tzadik, says that Amir La'akum is usher in any Isser, not just by Hilchos Shabbos. So if Amir La'akum applies outside of Shabbos, it can't be because of a little Gzeira Midrabanan that's found in Masechta Shabbos. Be that as it may, the Achronim asks this kasha. Why does the Gemara say Amir La'akum is only usher because maybe I'll come to do it myself? Say because Yesh Shlichos La'akum L'chumra. So the Pnei Yehoshua and the Beis Meir say, you see, Pesach Frank quotes this. Pnei Yehoshua and the Beis Meir say, because on Shabbos it doesn't make a difference. The principle of Shulchan Shalom Kamos has no shaykhus to Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, like Rav Shachter quoted in the name of Rashi, you need a malacha, you need to do something. The fact that my Shliach does something and relates to me, Shulchan Shalom Kamos, is irrelevant in Hilchos Shabbos. It has to do with Losasa Kol Malacha, you're not allowed to do a malacha. So the fact that Yeshulich Hosakum Mechumra might be relevant in other areas of halacha, for Amir La'akum, but it's not going to be relevant in Hilchos Shabbos. So we needed the Gzera Midrabanan of maybe you'll come to do it yourself. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says that's what the Nemuka Yosef means. The Iker time, the crucial time frame which we're looking at, is Friday. And that's why if a person lights a candle on Friday, even though it continues to burn on Shabbos, he'd be Pater. If that's the case, it won't help us over here. Again, the Rashash said if a person puts dough into an oven, Samach L'motzei Shabbos, and it continues to bake, on Sunday he's Chayev. And the Shvitzes HaShabbos says, why is he Chayev? If Tchigoso B'chiyo V'sofo B'ptur, how can it be Chayev? The Mishnah says in Shabbos, even if Tchigoso B'chiyo V'sofo B'zodon, I'm sorry, Tchigoso B'zodon V'sofo B'shkaga, he ended off B'shogeg. He's Pater, because it has to parallel the beginning. Certainly Tchigoso B'chiyo V'sofo B'ptur should be Pater. What is the Rashash going to do with that? So the Tzvi Pesach Frank says, perhaps we have to refine our understanding of the Rashash. Since when the Rashash said, and the Chalkas Yov as well, that Zriya is defined not just by putting it in the ground, it's the Hashrasha as well, it doesn't mean that the Hashrasha is really part of the Mechayev of the Malacha. Baking as well. It doesn't mean that the Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person puts dough into an oven and takes it out before it gets a chance to bake, he's Pater. So ostensibly that means, because the baking is part of the Mechayev of the Malacha. In order to be Chayev, you have to not put it in an oven, you have to have it bake as well. See, Beis Frank says that's not what it means really. Kind of based on what he said in the Mukha Yosef. The Etzem Mechayev of the Malacha on Shabbos is what? Is a Maisa. I need to do something. I need to do the Malacha. Here the Malacha is happening by itself. So he said many Malachas are like that. You initiate and it finishes off by itself. Says the Tzipezo Frank, whenever you have a Malacha like that, that you initiate it and it finishes off by itself, doesn't mean that the finishing off by itself is also part of the Malacha. What that does is it serves to define my original Maisa as a Maisa Malacha. So let's say I put the bread into an oven, the dough into an oven, and it continues, the Gemara says you have to wait until it bakes in order to be chayev. Is that because the baking is part of the mechayev? So Rav Tzvi Yosef says, no, what the baking does, the later baking does, is it serves to label my original knisa latanor as a ma'isa afiyah. Or, for example, let's say by Zriya. The Rashash says a person puts seeds into the ground and it has to take root, says the Rashash, in order to be chayiv. Is that because the rooting is part of the mechayiv of the malacha? That I could say, well, it's happening on Sunday. The Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that the rooting serves to define the ma'isa knisa la'ofar as a ma'isa zriya. But it doesn't make a difference when it happens. If the rooting happens on Sunday, it could still serve to label my original knisa la'ofar, my original putting it into the ground, as a ma'isa zriya. It's not part of the malacha, it's more of a condition, like a tanai. In order to label my ma'isa as a ma'isa afiya, it has to actually bake. So Rav Zev Frank says, when the Rashash and the Chalkas Yov said that Zriya is defined not just by putting it in the ground, but by the rooting, it doesn't mean because the rooting is really part of the Malacha. The rooting serves to define my original Maisa as a Maisa Zriya. Yeah.
But then how can you say you're ever chayav for the original Maisa without the rooting?
You can't. The Rashash says if you take it out before it roots, you putter.
Oh, so the obvious is physical. Okay.
That's the Rashash's opinion. Again, we started off with the Machlokes between the Rashash and the Minchas Sinuch. What is Zriya? Is Zriya just putting it in the ground? Or is Zriya putting it in the ground and it taking root? The nafkamina will obviously nafkamina be if I put it in the ground and I take it out. So Minchasina said, so you're chayiv if you put it in the ground and take it out. And Hashash said, no, if you put it in the ground and take it out, you're pater. So we understood that to mean because the hashrash is part of the mechayiv and the malacha. So Yisrael Frank says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that zriya serves to define my original kinesa la'afar as a ma'isa zriya.
So what would be an nafkamina between the two sheets?
If I pull it out. Or
no, what? But when you're saying so the later growth can't then.
It's not relevant for itself. It's so much more relevant.
It's a condition to explain the original action. You're saying
it can, right?
No, if you pull it out, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't, right? It really has to happen in order to label it as a ma'isa zriya. It can't be that it was going to happen. It actually has to happen. So that's my question: the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash, how to define the melacha of zriya? Is it just putting it into the ground? Or is it putting it into the ground and it growing as well, and it had the right nafkamina for if you pull it out? Or if a person puts bread into an oven, dough into an oven, some chamatzei shabbos, and only bakes, would you be chayim? The Minchas Chinuch and the Egloi Tau, we've been mentioning, are pretty much in the same line of thinking. They both think, against the Rashash, that Zriya is just putting it into the ground. And that's about as far as they go. The Minchas Chinuch goes one step further, and the Egloi Tau parts company. The Minchas Chinuch says, even if you put it in the ground, having in mind to pull it out, not that I just put it in the ground and I later change my mind. I put it in the ground knowing I'm going to pull it out, you're still chayav. That's the Malach of Zriya. And the Egloi Tau says, no. If you put it in the ground and you didn't have in mind to leave it there, you're putter. That's not Zriya. I have to have in mind at least to leave it there. If I later change my mind and pull it out, I'm still chayav. But it has to leave. I had in mind to leave it there. And the Egloi Tau has two rayas to his shita. First raya of the Egloi Tau is from a Rambam. The Rambam says that hashara chitim b'mayim is chayev. If a person soaks grain in water, he's chayev for zareya, water. So the Magen Avraham asks, but the Gemara says in Zvachim and Tzadik Dalam and Beis that hazarek chitim b'mayim, a person throws grain into water, he's potter. It's chayiv mishum losh, but not chayiv mishum zareya. So how can the Rambam say that a person soaks grain in water is chayiv mishum zareya? The Gemara says specifically, if you throw grain into water, you're not chayiv mishum zareya. So Magen Avraham distinguishes between, he says that's why the Rambam changed it from throwing it into the water versus soaking it in the water. Hashorech chitim b'mayim, if I leave it there soaking, I'm chayiv mishum zareya. I just threw it in, not chayiv mishum zareya. And the Magen Avraham explains further. He says, because the first minute when I throw it in, the Gemara is talking about the first few, I guess, I don't know, hours, until it's soaking there, I'm not chayiv. Later, when I leave it soaking, even if I had in mind originally to leave it soaking, later, when I leave it soaking, then I become chayiv. Hashor, if I left it soaking, the first few minutes I'm not chayiv, the first few hours I'm not chayiv. If I leave it soaking there, then I become chayiv mishum zareya. So the Chai Adam jumps all over this Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam jumps all over the Magen Avraham. He says, what are you talking about? Where do you find such a thing? If it's Zoreya to put it in water, I should be Chayiv now. What do you mean Chayiv just later? If it's not Zoreya, so if I can't be Chayiv initially, how can I be Chayiv later? It's not Zoreya. Either I'm Chayiv now or I'm not Chayiv at all. How can it be this middle case that I'm not Chayiv right away, but I'm Chayiv after Achazman? How can that be? So the Chai Adam says, no, that's not the distinction. He said, you're right, that the Rambam changed from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara was, That's potter. That's not zoreya. But if you leave it there, what does that mean, leave it there? It means I meant to leave it there till it's going to take root. I left it there, having in mind that it should take root in the water. Meikara. Then I'm chayev. If I just put it into the water, having in mind, I'm not going to leave it there for a long period of time. I'm going to make oatmeal to feed to the animals or something. So you mix it with water. That's what they discussed. Paul discussed. They put grain into water. They used to make some oatmeal or something to feed to the animals. So I don't have a mind for it to sit there and take root. I'm going to make my oatmeal and give it to the animals. So then I'm then that's not zoreya. But if I left it soaking in the water to take root, then I'm chayev mishum zoreya. So says the Goy Tala, you see from the chayev adam's distinction, just like the like he wants to argue. That Zoreya al das lakor, if I planted it having a mind to uproot it, it's putter. I have to have a mind at least originally to leave it there. Then I could be chai mishum Zoreya.
What's the distinction that the Maganad makes between the Rambam and the Gemara?
He says if the first few seconds that it's there, first few minutes, first few hours it's there, I'm not chai mishum Zoreya. Uh-huh. Only once it's been soaking, I'm chai mishum Zoreya. I left it soaking. Chai other mass, what do you mean? Either you're chai right away, or you're not chai at all. Is it Zoreya or not? If it is, chai right away. If it's not, it can never be chai. So that seems to be against the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Shvitzah Shabbos.
So you can explain the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Chayav is fitting into our entire discussion. Is whether if it carries over, if you leave something, if you like, there would be a fiat if you start cooking it right for Shabbos and it carries over to Sunday.
So no, but there, either you're chai right away or you're not chai right away. Meaning, if I put something in an oven. That's going to bake on Monday Shabbos. So some would say you're chayv right away, some say you're not chayv at all. But you can't be chayv later. Either you're chayv now or you're not chayv now.
Can we amend the Rosh Hashanah to explain that we're chayv?
If it fulfills the condition. But if it fulfills the condition, retroactively, you're chayv to the time you put it in. Nobody would say later you become chayv. Let's say I put bread into an oven. I'm chayv now if it ends up baking. If I end up taking it out of the oven, I'm not chayv. But then I was never chayv. Either I'm chayv right away or I'm not chayv. You understand what I'm saying? I could uproot my chayv by taking it out. But if you don't take it out, you're chayv the minute you put it in. The Shvitzah HaShabbos though revitalizes the position of the Magen Avraham. And he says that no. There's a difference between planting in water versus planting in the ground. If I plant in the ground is the ideal medium for growing things. So I plant in the ground, I'm chayv right away. If I put it in the ground, I'm chayv right away. Then the Chai Olam's right. If you put it in the ground in a place where it's going to root, Chai right away. What is the Magen Avraham distinction? The Magen Avraham says in water, because water is not the ideal medium for growing roots. That's not really where roots generally grow. They generally grow on the ground. So there, the Magen Avraham's right, he says. If you in water, a person has to wait for it actually to grow roots. If it actually does grow roots, Chai. If it never grows roots, you put there. So there, you have to wait for it actually to grow roots in order to be Chai. If the Shvitzah Shabbos is right and the Magen Avraham's distinction is correct within the Rambam that it has to do with time frames, if you just leave it there now, it hasn't grown roots, pater. So then it might not necessarily be against the Egoi Tal's Raya, it's not necessarily so ironclad.
Wasn't there a distinction between Hasharim Mayim and Zorek Mayim?
Right.
Both
Mayim.
Mayim is immediate. Hasharim Mayim is
Pater. Zorek is pater.
Right.
Hashore is Chayev.
And
the
Shvitzah Shabbos saying it's only Chayev later?
Only Chayev. The Magen Avraham says that. So Chayev the man. Even Shorah is only Chayiv later. You're not Chayiv right now, Aldas Shorah. That's like Goytala. That's what Goytala says. Every Jew has to be Aldas to leave it there. And, but the Shvitzah Shabbos says, no, you're only Chayiv later. In which case, the Goytala's Raya is not so strong. The Goytala is one other Raya from Sefer Yerayim, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lam Evav Sif Dalet, is that a person should not throw grain. A person is allowed to throw grain. Let's say a person throws seeds in front of the chickens. On Shabbos, in order to feed the chickens, so Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to throw the seeds in front of the chicken, in front of the chickens on Shabbos, because the chickens are going to come along and eat it. So Goy Tal says, what do you mean the chickens are going to come along and eat it? I just did Zriya, I threw the seeds onto the ground. So what? The chickens are going to come along and eat it. According to Minchas Chinuch, I did a Ma'aseh Zriya. So what? Someone already had in mind that from the very beginning I knew someone's going to come and be ochre it. According to Minchas Chinuch, he's still chayev. So he says, according to the Urayim, don't you see from the Urayim like me? That al das lakor, if I'm zoreya, al das lakor, the Rashash says it has to actually be okay, the Rashash says it actually has to take root. Well, it tells us it doesn't actually have to take root, but I at least have to had in mind originally that I was going to let it take root. Change my mind, chayiv. But if I never had in mind that it should take root, I had in mind that the chickens were going to eat it, so I'm potter. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. A person has in mind that the chickens are going to eat it, he's potter. But the Egloi Tal says that maybe it's a place where it's not going to rain. The Urayim says in the same breath, if a person puts grain down, seeds down, we're in a place in the desert. He throws seeds in the desert. Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, I don't know. And then he knows it's not going to grow. There's no rain. It's Pater, that's not Zeriah. Zeriah has to be in a place where you know it can grow. Even for the Minchas Chinuch, it has to be in a wet place. So he says perhaps the Urayim was only talking about in a place where there's no rain. I don't know, but Mishnah Berurah doesn't assume like that. But the later Acharonim say a Charifus in order to answer for the Minchas Chinuch. Again, the Minchas Chinuch's pshat is under attack. Shulchan Aruch says, if you put grain down where a chicken you know is going to come and eat it, you're potter. According to Minchas Chinuch, if you plant, even though you have in mind to uproot it, you're still chayiv. Why is this different? So they answer based on a Magen Avos, from Mordechai Benet, as a sefer on the Malachas of Shabbos, where he comes up with a tremendous chiddush in Zoreah, which is that in order to become chayiv for Zoreah, you have to not only put the seeds on the ground, you have to cover them with earth. If they're not covered, that's not Zoreah. Just putting it on the ground, in the open ground, that's not Zoreah. You actually have to cover it with earth. If that's the case, then the Urayim makes a lot of sense. The Urayim saying, why when I put seeds down in front of the chickens in my putter, not because I have in mind that the chickens are going to eat it before it takes root, that's not Zoreah. In order to be Zoreah, I can't just throw things on the ground, I have to cover it with dirt in order to be Zoreah. Yeah, but that Mordechai Benet is a big chiddush. The Gemara says, the Afike Yam asks, that that seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara says, and I ain't giving him a bays. Gemara asks, why is Zoreah before HaKoresh? The first two melachos are Zriah, then Charisha. What do people normally do first, says the Gemara? People normally plow first, then you plant the seeds. You don't plant the seeds, then plow. First you plow out a place to plant the seeds, then you plant the seeds and you cover them with dirt. So the Gemara says, no, that's in general, in places where it rains. In Eretz Yisrael, where the ground, the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, where the ground is very hard. If you would first plow, then put the seeds down, seeds wouldn't get covered because you have to, the ground is very hard. So first they would plant the seeds, then plow. When they plow, the seeds would get caught within and get covered with the ground. So then, what does the Mishnah say? It comes out. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Zoreah. What does Zoreah mean? You put the seeds down on the ground. Then HaKoresh. Then you did Charisha in Eretz Israel. And presumably, you're what? Chayev for each step. Zoreah Chayev. HaKoresh Chayev. So if Hazareh is chayiv, is what? Just putting the seeds on the ground. You're chayiv right now for putting the seeds on the ground. Don't you see that just putting seeds on the ground, even though they're not covered with dirt, is chayiv for Zoreah. Only later I'm going to do Charisha. Then I'm chayiv for Charisha, not for Zoreah. So that seems to be against the chiddush of Mordechai Benet, that in order to be chayiv for Zoreah, you actually have to cover it with the dirt. It could be, it means...
Because Charisha means much more than just covering it with dirt. You know, uprooting the earth in, you know, a different way, more so than just covering it. And that's why you're chayiv for both steps.
You're chayiv for both steps when you do Charisha.
No, you do Zoreah,
yeah.
You do cover the seeds,
yeah.
But they're not, you know, they're not deep enough in the ground, so you have to then plow afterwards, and that's why you're chayiv for them independently. So you, it still can...
You get out of the raya.
Yeah, exactly. You
okay.
Can still say that there is kisui here, even... You know,
Even before. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so maybe that's how the Mordechai Benet will get out of that raya. But the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is against... But just to review, we mentioned the Machlokes in the Egloi Tal and the Rashash, about how do you define Zoreah. Zoreah defined by just putting it in the ground. Does it actually have to take root, and the Nafka Mina if you take it out before it takes root, or the Nafka Mina about taking root after Shabbos and putting dough in the oven, Samach Matzah Shabbos. And then even within the Shita Minchas Chinuch and the Egloi Tal, the Zoreah is just putting it in the ground. What about if a person hasn't puts it in the ground, having in mind to uproot it? So that was a further chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, the Yochayv, and the Egloi Tal at that point disagreed. Okay.